How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I'm your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com. And now I reside right here on the T Podcast to entertain all of you. Some say I have a way with words. They do. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting, the white Tupac of fucking screenwriting. Me, the King of the Bean, aka Boston. I'm also the man who is always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do here, and that is to entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Welcome to your T Podcast. I am on vacation. I, right now, am in Cuba. That's right. Well, I'm recording this before I go away. You know how I do. But when this goes up, I should be knee-fucking-deep in rum, cigars, salsa dancing, mojitos, fedora on my head, beaches, classic 1950s and 60s cars, in a place that was untouched by the rest of the fucking world. Hopefully, I am not being detained by the Cuban military. Hopefully the hotel, the five-star hotel that I booked, is not going to get me in trouble. Hopefully I do not go to the beach, the Playa de Estes, and step on a fucking missile left back from the Cuban Missile Crisis and I don't fucking blow up. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been listening to the T Podcast, if you've been reading T Blog all these years, you know that I'm a man of leisure, that I love to fucking go on vacation, that I love to travel. But it wasn't always this way. No. Again, if you read T-Blog, been listening to me here, you know that I come from a life, a world where I didn't have much growing up. We didn't take family vacations every year. We didn't go on trips every year. We didn't go cross country like the fucking Griswolds. We didn't go to Disney every year. We didn't do that shit. We didn't do family trips. Oh no. Today's podcast is T Goes on Vacation. Yes, I will come back and eventually tell my tales about Cuba, like I've done. Today, because it's the summertime, it is July, I am on vacation. I wanted to come here, leave you all with one podcast. I am recording this on my vacation. I officially got out of the office July 3rd, and I don't go back to work until July 15th. And in between that, I got my cousin's birthday. I got the 4th of July. I am spending the weekend in New York City. I'm taking my niece to the Harry Potter musical, parts 1 and part 2, all in one day. Then I come back, I get a day to myself to get my shit together, do some laundry, pick up some dry cleaning, get one more good workout in, pack my shit up, then I'm off to Havana, Cuba. And when I'm gone, I wanted to leave at least one podcast. One. And this is the one. There's not going to be two solo ones from T this week. There isn't going to be one with B-Lo. And now while I'm gone in Cuba, obviously I'm not recording. So, this will be your last podcast until the week of July 22nd. There's a possibility that when I come back after, during the week of the 15th, that B-Lo and I, because we are now changing our recording day to Wednesday nights, and then the live podcast will go up the very next day on Thursday, there is a good chance that on the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, on July 18th, there could be a B-Lo and T podcast. Can't guarantee it. Got a lot going on. Again, I don't know if I'm going to get detained and I might have to live in Cuba for the rest of my life. I may have to open up a motherfucking cigar hut on the beach and roll cigars. I'm okay with that. Not really. I got some reasons and some people that I want to come back to. But I'm on vacation. And my vacations go like this now as a grown man, where I've conquered Europe, where I've conquered almost all the major metropolitan cities in the United States. There's still a few on my list. There's still a cross-country trip that I want to do in RV one day with either my family that hopefully I have one day with a wife and kids or my immediate family or extended family. That is on the to-do list. And y'all know me. I am a goal-driven son of a bitch. I'm ambitious. If I'm saying I'm going to do a cross-country trip, I'm going to do a cross-country fucking trip. In the meantime, though, it was all Europe. I wanted to get that done. Been to Europe now almost a dozen fucking times. Way back on the back end was Cuba. Put Cuba to the side because I couldn't go there for a little while. And then Obama came in, changed all the travel, you know, limitations and what you could and could not do. Lifted some of the travel bans, opened it up. And then, of course, Trump comes in and now he's starting immediately, almost like 2 weeks ago. Banned all U.S. cruises. Luckily, I'm not taking a fucking cruise ship. I am locked in. I got a category declared. I'm going to pick up my visa in Florida on the way down. I got my flights booked. I got a hotel. A lot of people are like, you got to do Airbnb. T, you got to do this and that. No. I do my research. I change my money to euros. When I get down there, I'm going to change it over to the Cuban pesos. The cucks. The cooks. Whatever the fuck they call them. Then I got a 5-star hotel next to the capital where it is on the non-banned list. That's right. It's not Cuba. It's just Trump doing all this shit. I'm staying at a 5-star hotel that is not servicing the Cuban military, as far as I know. And again, I'm on the category. I'm going there for the Cuban people. Doing all this because in case in 5 years I get audited or somebody comes knocking on my door and the feds are like, what the fuck did you do in Cuba? I'm like, oh, I went there because I'm T's for the children. Everybody knows T's for the fucking children. Meanwhile, I know I'm really there just to fucking smoke cigars and get drunk off fucking rum and do a little fucking salsa dancing. I'm a phenomenal fucking dancer. Work on my tan. I'll probably get burned. Usually my first burn now because I barely ever see the fucking sun because I work all fucking damn day. I will get burned the first time. But then eventually, my Italian tan kicks in, those Italian fucking jeans, the olive skin. Finally, I get to show exactly my true nature, my true colors. Hopefully there isn't a fucking hurricane down there. But while I'm gone, I want this to go up. I will have all those tales from Cuba when I come back one day. Now, in the meantime, I just want to talk about my history of vacations. Not just talking about myself and what I did on vacation. What I got out of it. The importance of vacation. Again, when you grew up and not having the money to go on vacation, when you are a grown man doing okay for yourself, you appreciate your time off. You really do. I am in a position, high enough level, where I get 30 fucking vacation days a year. I could barely get them all in. I take vacation days sometimes just to work on this shit, get to the podcast, get to my scripts, get to the books, go spend time with the family, walk around Boston, go to the Museum of Science, the Museum of Fine Arts, the aquarium. I do a staycation. Written about it on T-Blog several times. Go check it out. 400 T-Episodes, volume after volume of my life, my philosophies. Vacation, though, as a grown man now, I want to see things. I want to learn. I want to learn about the people. I want to learn about the culture. I want to touch things. I want to smell things. I want to taste things. I want to get all that. I am not a type of person just to sit still. This trip, I will make a trip to the beach and relax. I do have a rooftop pool. I do got one right now in my house at home in my apartment building, but I will have one down there in this nice hotel. I always have like one day where I just chill. I'll sleep in on vacation, relax. The rest, I gotta be on an adventure. I have to get as much as I possibly can because I feel like I was put on this earth to do as much as I possibly can, learn as much as I possibly can, accomplish as much as I possibly can, take the people that I love and care about on those trips, whether physically taking them or take something back. And obviously getting a fucking story to tell, whether I speak it out here, write about it on fucking T-Blog, put it in a book, or put it in a script. I always want a story. I want to live a life that's worth fucking telling, worth writing, worth showing, to entertain people. Not for braggadocious purposes, not to brag and boast and show people where I've come, where I'm going, what I'm doing, but to entertain people. I love that. I love putting a smile on people's faces. I love making people fucking think. And even if it's something as simple as going on vacation, I want to take something out of it. So my vacation history goes like this. Very first vacation as a child, what I remember is going to Lake George, New York. My father, when he was drug dealing, doing his thing back and forth, before he went into the can, I remember two distinct trips going down to Lake George with my cousins on my father's side. And my cousin who became my best friend, we all went down together. I remember doing a week down there and one long weekend. It was cheap. We went to these old ass fucking amusement parks. We stayed in this old ass motel. It was near the woods. It looked like Jason Voorhees was gonna come out and cut us the fuck up. My cousin and I got all this like Indian gear, or excuse me, Native American gear. And we had like giant spears and shit. And we had knives, we had bow and arrows, and we just started cutting up shit. We started coming up the fucking volleyball nets. We don't know why. We were doing that. We blamed it on our younger cousin because he was an evil fuck anyway. He doesn't talk to us now anyway. That was my early vacations. I did all that shit. I did to, you know, Lake George was all I can do. Then my father went to the can. My mother was making ends meet by working three jobs. We were getting government support. And finally, my father came out of the can. He really didn't want much to do with me. He didn't want to do a fucking family vacation. My mother saved up enough money on my 12th birthday for just she and I to go to fucking Disney World. Yes, Mickey Mouse, finally. My mother saved it up. I remember flying. I think it was like Eastern Airlines back then. They don't exist anymore. We flew down. We stood in a motel right outside. We took a bus, shuttle bus over to the parks every day. It was the Magic Kingdom. It was Epcot Center. And it was MGM. MGM doesn't exist anymore. There was no Animal Kingdom back then. That didn't come to be till like years later. And that was Disney. And I got to spend time with my mom. And I loved it. It was our first trip together. We laughed our asses off. We said crazy fucking shit. And my mother's made sure she got to take me to Disney World. Then years later, now I didn't really go much in those teen years, early teen years. Then about 16, 17, my cousin and I started doing these like weekend getaways in the summertime to New York City. First, we did it to Six Flags with my sister and my brother-in-law. We got banned from the Okono Lodge. We got banned from Six Flags for beating the shit out of fucking Tweety Bird. We got all types of fucking shit down there, so we really can't fucking go on vacation with my sister and brother-in-law. And obviously, he and I decided on our own to go to New York City itself, Times Square. Times Square before it was cleaned up, before Giuliani came in, before Snoop Dogg came in and crushed the buildings. You know how that song goes. If you don't, look it the fuck up, the dog pound. We did all that shit. Mixtapes, fucking with gangs, underage drinking, trying to get legal fucking IDs. We got in fucking trouble down there. We almost got fucking murdered down there. We would take the Peter Pan buses, the Greyhounds, and then we would just do that for long weekends. We got our other buddies to come down, and we had fun down there. New York City in its prime. We go to Queensboro. We go to Queensbridge. We see where fucking Nas came from, Biggie, fucking Hove. It was the shit. That was vacation to us. Then in college, didn't really take a true spring break, but then my cousin and his girlfriend, now his wife at the time, and a group of us, my Eastie buddies, jumped in with some college kids, and we went to Montreal. That was our spring break in college, I think. They were freshmen. I was in my third year. And Northeastern, I was a middler. We went to Montreal for a long extended weekend because when you went to Northeastern back then, you didn't have much break in between your, because you would go from classes to co-op and work half the year. So you didn't have much of a break. So we basically had like 5-6 days. So we went up there, Montreal's all type of shenanigans. We drank so much Bacardi Limon, almost going to a fucking brawl at the fucking bar, at the club, ran over to my other buddies, to the strip club, there was shit on the fucking menu. We were eating shit, drinking shit, they were on ecstasy, it was all types of weird fucking shit going on. That was Montreal. Now, after I graduated fucking college, well actually there was one more trip, and again, some of these I'm going to group together. I got bitten by Los Angeles, coming into my senior year by myself. A friend of mine, a very special lady friend of mine, we still stay in touch. I went out to Los Angeles to see her. Stayed with her for a week. We did all the touristy stuff. My first time in Los Angeles. Years later, when I started to write scripts and pitch my scripts, I have now gone to Hollywood at least 15 fucking times. I pitched scripts on my own dime, on their dime. I sat down with studios, agents, pits in LAX, been in hotels, been on studio lots, all over the fucking place. And every time I went out there, I would stop to try to see friends. I had lady friends in Los Angeles, I had people in San Bernardino, Newport Beach. That's where I went. Love California. Been there more than any other place on the planet. Due to go back. Second place that I went to most after that was Las Vegas. Third was London, England. My Vegas trips. They came on a little bit later as I was getting to corporate America. Obviously, I was old enough to go. Early 20s. Went out with groups of friends from work. My brother-in-law one time for a bachelor party. Went out there with friends. And after that, went out with my dad. Every time, I've said it before on the podcast. I've written about it. That's where Nasty T lives. Get into shit with hip-hop people, fucking models, Alan Thicke, Robin Dick, fucking Wu-Tang Clan, you fucking name it. Nasty T ran back and forth with fucking ladies out there. It was a good fucking time. I had a lot of fun out there. You want to watch The Hangover? Every time I went out there, my trips were the fucking Hangover before The Hangover became the fucking Hangover. If that didn't make any fucking sense to you, rewind it, listen to that shit over again. But that was Vegas for me in my prime, in my 20s. Animal Nasty T. Went out there with my dad. It wasn't quite Nasty T, and I'm due to go back out there again with him, but that was a grown man shit. Appreciate the trip I took with my dad. We buried some history. We buried the past in the fucking desert. We didn't bury each other. We became on better terms. Now, let's pivot over to the rest of America. Where did I go? I've been to South Beach. I've been to Florida again. I've been to fucking Miami. I've been to Canada again, besides Montreal. I've been to Buffalo. I've been on the Niagara Falls side. I've been to Toronto up in Canada. I've never been to Mexico. I've been to Philadelphia multiple times. I've been to, and again, this is some work stuff, but also vacation. I kind of try to get the most bang for my buck. Pun intended. You ladies know who you are in those fucking cities. Been to Chicago, the city, only the airport. Made a thing where I ran out of the airport just to make sure I said to myself, because every place I go to, I get a magnet. I have a magnet collection from all around. I'm looking up at it right now in my office from all around the country and all around the world. And now I can just go through my magnets real quick. I'm looking at, let's start with the local ones first. Let's look at, all right, California, Colorado. Yep, spent 2 weeks out in Denver. Did not like fucking Denver. Salt Lake City. I had a little fun out there, but Salt Lake City was definitely Mormon country, a dry place. Atlanta, been out there for work twice, 2 weeks at a time. I love Atlanta, my Fireflies, my love of Patron, started there. That's all on T-Blog. Been to Disney, went back with my family, wasn't talking to my dad at the time, but he was there, I was there. Washington, D.C., went there and with a girl that I thought I was in love with, and that was a fucking breakup. Hollywood several times. Been on over to Houston, popped out. Got my magnet, didn't really travel around the city. New York City several times, all of Orange County. That's a big chunk of where I've been in the States. I look over to, obviously I've been to the Bahamas, a little bit outside of Florida, been there on a cruise, almost died with killer waves with two girls I work with, one I was hooking up with, one I thought I was fucking really was in love with. That was some fucking drama. Pivoted over to my board for magnets from Europe. I'm looking at Amsterdam, only been there in crossing over in the airport, but I stepped out once, so it's technically I visited. Looking at Dublin. Ireland, which I love. I went there last year with my niece. It was a great fucking time. I would go back to Dublin. One of those places where I just wanted to check off the box. Had no idea how great Dublin was. Great walkable city. The people are very friendly. Great food, surprisingly. I love Dublin. Paris. Been to Paris. Could say Paris, because like I said, you've heard it on T-Blog. You heard it here. If you've been to this place, you can say things certain ways. Like, I say Paris. Paris, not Paris, because I've been to Paris. I say Barcelona. Barcelona, because I've been to Barcelona. Love that place. I will say once I come back from Cuba, I will call it Cuba. Cuba, because that's my thing. If you've been there, you could say it the fucked up local way. So Paris, I took a 21-year-old there. That was fucking very dramatic that time. Well, what are we? What is this? What is that? That was very stupid of me taking a girl as casual dating that summer. But then I went back a couple years later with my mom and my niece, and we had a blast. London, been there three times. Work and then vacation. Love London, one of my favorite cities on the planet. Shout out to the fucking princes, to Meghan Markle. Barcelona, like I said, shout out to the fun I had out there, the Paella, the Picasso Museum, going to Pagul, all that shit. I loved Barcelona, very manageable, very walkable city as well. Italy, took my mom up there, talked about that on the podcast, very special place in my heart. Always Rome, Florence, and Venice. I miss you, Ma. I love Italy. It's going to take a lot for me to ever go back there because I get choked up just thinking about that trip with you and how much I miss you. Looking over again to Greece. Spent 2 days in Athens and then 2 days in Santorini. Came back over to Athens for another day and a half. Liked Athens. Very small area. You could do all that stuff in a short period of time. You could definitely go to Athens and be in and out in less than a day and a half. So I highly recommend that. Then I went over to Santorini, which I loved. Santorini itself is a great fucking island. The people of Santorini were very good to me. I love the sunsets. I love the people, the drinking, the ouzo, the dancing. It was very bright, very hot, very beautiful. The white houses, the sandy beaches. I would recommend if you go all to Greece, short period of time in Athens, then do all the islands. I should have did the other islands. I will go back for Mykonos and Crete one day. Love Santorini. Another special place in my heart. Like I said earlier, Niagara Falls in Canada. Went up to the Buffalo Bills games, watching them play the Pats, obviously. My Pats won every game I've been to. Went up there about three, four times. We went up to the Niagara Falls side and the Canada side. It is like frozen Vegas. I call it frozen Vegas. I need to go back up to Niagara Falls. I really enjoyed Niagara Falls. So it was a good chunk of all the places I've been. What I've learned on my vacations, like I said, go on vacation. Because if you work your ass off, don't... There's that old saying, right? Don't live to work, work to live. If you get vacation days and you got planning, you got somebody that you love that you want to take away with you, you got your kids, you got your parents, anybody that you have the ability to go away with, doesn't matter if you have to pay for them or not. If they pay for themselves, travel. See the country. See the world. Take that time off. Disconnect. Keep your phone off as much as possible. I got my phone out on vacation sometimes just to take pictures and I put it right back in. When I get back to the hotel to check in, pop on the Wi-Fi, that's when I post on social media right before I go to sleep. Put the phones away. Enjoy it. Disconnect. Live in the moment. Then you can always put it on social after the fact. Enjoy it live with your eyes. Smell it. Taste it. Touch it. That's vacation. Get away from the fucking office. Turn everything off. Remember what it was like to not be in there caught up in your projects or the drama with your coworkers or your boss or your boss's boss or anybody else that fucking drives you nuts at work. Work is work. Then you go on vacation and you may be one of those people unlike me who likes to go sit on a beach. Look at the fucking water. Get your feet wet. Go for a dip. Don't get bit by a fucking shark. Throw on the fucking snorkel. Blub, blub, blub all the fuck around. Do what you gotta do. Get a little fucking fruity drink with a fucking little tiny umbrella in it. Sit there. Drink. Take it all in. Burn your fucking ass cheeks. Go to a nude beach. They're all over the fucking place. Do what it is that ever makes you happy. Don't fucking work so much that you forget to take a vacation. Especially if you were somebody who never got to take a vacation as a little fucking kid. Vacations are a luxury. Yes, they are, but you work for them. Don't ever feel guilty about taking time off from work. Here's a little tip. I've been in corporate America now for 20-something fucking years. Guess what? Guess what? I'm getting close to the microphone. The work? It'll be there when you get back. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it'll be there. It's not fucking going anywhere. Your office, the people you see every fucking day, because of course we spend more time at work in those people than we do our own friends and fucking family, it'll all still be there. Your projects will be there. The emails, don't check your email on vacation. I'm guilty of doing that sometimes. Fuck the emails. There's someone that will cover for you. If they can't figure it out, when you come back, fucking fire them if they couldn't figure the fuck out. Then you deal with the fucking problem. Answer your emails when you get back. There'll be a long list. Maybe you book 2 to 3 hour window the day you return to catch up on fucking email. Don't take any meetings. Listen to old T over here. Put your meetings off for later on in the afternoon. If you're lucky enough or plan well enough, maybe you don't take any meetings your first day back. Transition back. Here's another tip. If you go on a long trip, a long flight, especially to another country, to Europe, with time changes, if there's jet lag, do not come back and go back to work the very next day. Have a space in between. Give yourself a day, maybe two, let your body adjust. You cannot, and you will feel grumpy, you will feel fucked up if you come back that day, that night, and go right back into the office the next day. Don't do that. Allow yourself some time to get back to your life, to debrief, to adjust, to have your body feel better, to do your laundry, to tidy up a little bit. Maybe you'll see some people. Maybe you want to drop off some things that you brought back to your loved ones. That is my tip on vacation. Also, the staycation. That is perfectly okay. I do that a lot, whether it's one day, a couple days, or a week. You can stay home. Block off some time. Again, detach from work. Detach from the phone. Go around. See the people you love. See the things you love. If there's a list, a running list, like, oh, I haven't gone to this place yet. I haven't seen this movie. I haven't gone to this museum. I haven't seen this cousin or this friend in a long time. Do a staycation. Turn off your fucking alarm. Sleep in. Do the things that you love to do while you're home but never get to do it because your life, your routines, your fucking habits, your errands, and everybody else in your life sometimes take you away from all that. Nothing wrong with that. Those are the things and people you love to do. But sometimes you need just some fucking me time. Take a staycation. The staycation has become a very popular term, but it's also very underrated. You don't have to book a trip. Maybe you do a day trip to a casino, a local casino, something nearby. Maybe you book a spa. Maybe you go get yourself a nice meal. I don't know. Maybe you treat yourself. Go shopping. Buy yourself something new. A new shirt, new fucking shoes, whatever the fuck it is. Do that on your staycation. And don't fucking even talk to anyone. You could turn your home into... See, my new place where I live is in a luxury high-rise building. It feels like a hotel. I put all these things up now. It finally feels like my place. I got a roof deck pool. You best believe with all my vacation days this year, now that I'm in this place, I get the AC fucking blasting. I get the sun coming in because I got 9-foot windows that go right out looking at Fenway Park. You best believe that I'm going to be doing some staycations in here. It's going to feel like OT's in his own motherfucking hotel. Do the staycation. Vacation. It is the summertime. It is July, early July, July 10th when this is going up. Book that time. Take your vacations. See some things. See some people. Meet new people. I go to Europe. I make new friends. Sure, a lot of them were women back in the day when I was in my single days of dating and stuff. I took in the culture, but through them, they got me in networks. They got me to clubs, to bars, to lounges, and friends. I was drinking their local shit. One girl had me drinking vermouth in fucking Barcelona. I didn't even know that. She had me going to the clubs. I was talking about Sons of Anarchy there. Then I went over to fucking Greece. I met another girl in Santorini. She took me into a fucking wine bar that turned into a club. I had a treat right in the middle of it. They were serving me ouzo that nobody else was drinking because it was just for them fermented in the fucking farm. Things like that get deep ingrained in shit. You only got one fucking life. Yeah, sure, maybe you get the time to go back. Sometimes you don't ever go back to some place even as much as you liked it because you get caught up in life. Make the most of your vacations. Make the most of your trips. Make the most out of your fucking life. Go on vacation. Hans Zimmer is coming in. I'm in Cuba. I got to go. I'm going to leave you with all my closing statements. That's today's show. Where to find me? On Instagram. The_T_podcast for all the podcast related shit. T-blog for all my amazing pics. And I promise you, you follow the T-blog account, all one word, I will have some pics up there from Cuba. I will have the beaches. I will have the cars. I will have the sunset views. I will have the rooftop views. I will have some local cuisines. Follow my stories. Check it out. When I'm on vacation, my Instagram feed goes fucking bonkers. Again, I enjoy the moment. But when I get back to that fucking hotel, I want to share that with people back home. I want to share it with my audience. I want to share my life. I want to entertain you. Follow me on both Instagram accounts. You will not be disappointed. On Twitter, I don't know if I really tweet when I'm on vacation. I go onto Twitter when I'm traveling abroad just to see what's going on back home. I quickly get some hot news. Sometimes I got my sports stuff if my ESPN app isn't giving my feed. But I will be on Twitter just checking stuff. Don't know if I'll tweet a little bit, but I sync up my Instagram onto my Twitter, so you'll get some pictures on there. T-Blog on Twitter, all one word, just like my Instagram account. On Facebook, the T-Blog page, I'll share some stuff up there that's linked to my other accounts. Email me. Not responding to emails while I'm on vacation. But if you want some vacation questions, you want some more tales and stories, you want to ask about Cuba or any place I just listed off today, fucking email me. I'll answer it on the show, t@t-blog.com. And where else to find me? Of course, here on the T Podcast, usually 2 to 3 times a week. When I come back, it'll be 2 solos, so one will be over every week, I promise you. We're getting there. I guess I have a guest on here. I gotta have the woodwife woman on here. I gotta have friends and family on here. I can entertain you. I can deliver you that package. It's coming. We're growing. I'm getting better. September will be 1 year on T-Blog, even though I took a huge break in October, November to deal with my mom and all my stuff I was going on. But I feel like the first year we're getting there. T-Blog in the fall, the T-Podcast in the fall will be everything I made T-Blog. I promise you that. We're growing. Share the podcast. Share with your friends and family. That guy from Boston's entertaining as shit. Just share wherever you can, some of the iTunes link, the T-Blog link. I appreciate the people doing it. And of course, not only on the podcast, but you can find me, my history, on tblog.com, the place that started it all. That's the show, everyone. I'm on vacation. Take a vacation. Enjoy it. Enjoy life. And until next time, always take it easy.